Good morning, brothers, sisters, friends.
弟兄姐妹和弟兄，和朋友们，大家早上好。
So before we start, let's have a prayer.
开始之前，我们先做个祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, it's all by your grace we can gather together here today to worship you.
亲爱的天父，真是你的恩典，我们在这里能够一起来敬拜你。
We thank you for sending your beloved Son Jesus to this world to save us.
我们真是谢谢你，你把你的爱子耶稣基督，降到世上来救我们。
Through him, you manifest your love to us.
通过他，你向我们彰显了你的爱。
Also through him, you reveal yourself to us.
但是通过他，你也把你自己显给我们看。
Or is your desire for us to know you?
因为是你的旨意，让我们能够认识你。
Lord, we pray today the Holy Spirit will work freely among us today.
我们今天祷告，愿圣灵在我们里面做工。
To open your word to us, so we can know you more.
能够像打开你的话语，能够让我们明白你。
So we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Okay. So today I'm going to share a story about this a rich young man.
今天我要分享的故事是这个年轻的财主，青年财主。
Yeah, so this story was recorded in a book of Matthew and Mark and also in Luke.
这个故事呢，在马太福音、马可福音和路加福音都记载了。
Probably many of you are very familiar with.
很多人都已经很熟悉了。
Recently, I read this story again, and so I had some new understanding I want to share with brothers and sisters.
最近我又读了一下这个故事，我有了一些新的领受与弟兄姐妹分享。
I think let's maybe just read through the story first.
我们先把这个故事读一下。
Let's go to Mark 10 from 17 to 31.
马可十章十七到三十一。
We will maybe rotate in English and Chinese, so can save some time.
交替的读，先读中文，后读英文。
Okay, so verse 17. So as he was setting out on the journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit it in eternal life?"
耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
Okay, verse 19. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother.
20节，他对耶稣说，夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。
Okay, verse 21. Look at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, one thing you lack, go and sell all your possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.
他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
And Jesus, looking around, said to his disciples, how hard it will be for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God.
门徒稀奇他的话，耶稣又对他们说，小子，依靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？
It's easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
门徒就分外稀奇，对他说，这样谁能得救呢？
Look at them, Jesus said, with people it is impossible, not with God, for all things are possible with God.
二十八节，彼得就对他说：“看哪，我们已经撇下所有的，跟从你了。”
Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there's no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake."
凡在没有不在今世得百倍的，就是房屋、弟兄姐妹。母亲、儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。
But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
好。
好 ，so This story takes place in the last part of Jesus' ministry on the earth.
这个故事发生在耶稣施工的后面后期。
So it's on his way to Jerusalem.
在他去耶路撒冷的路上。
This young man described in the book of Luke, saying he's a ruler.
这个年轻人在路加福音书里面说他是做官的。
And we just read he's really rich.
我们刚才又读到他真的很有钱。
So he's young, he's rich, and a ruler. So in the eyes of the world, he's very successful.
Yeah, 他是又年轻又是一个做官的，又很有钱，在世人看来是一个很成功的人。
And this young man run to Jesus and kneel before him, ask for what he can do to receive the eternal life.
这年轻人跑到耶稣面前跪下来求耶稣说他做什么可以得到这个永生。
And his how he called Jesus is very interesting.
他这个怎样对耶稣的称呼是很有意思的。
And he called Jesus a good teacher.
他叫耶稣是一个良善的夫子。
And how Jesus replied him is also very interesting. And Jesus didn't answer his question directly.
耶稣怎样回答他的问题也是很有意思。耶稣没有直接回答他的问题。
Instead, Jesus kind of focused on how the man called him saying good and asked him, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone.
所以他反而这个耶稣抓住他对他的称呼，反问他说为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
So Jesus pointed out that only God is good.
耶稣指出来，只有神是良善的。
So now this young man called Jesus good, does it mean this young man think Jesus is God?
年轻人称耶稣为良善的，是否这个年轻人认为耶稣是神呢？
No. This young man called Jesus a good teacher. It just, you know, show his respect. Say, oh, you are a good teacher, and you are probably the good teacher of the law, and he won't get some guidance from Jesus.
这个不是的，这个年轻人称耶稣为夫子，这个夫子是老师的那个尊称，他就是认为耶稣是一个是个很通律法的老师，他希望耶稣能够给他指点一下。
So he can, by following the law, he can receive the eternal life.
这样的话，通过守这个律法，他就能够得永生了。
So Jesus know what this young man thinks in his heart.
耶稣知道这个年轻人他在心里是怎样想的。
But he didn't deny that title.
他也没有否认这样的称呼。
So actually Jesus is implied that he is God.
耶稣在这里暗示他就是神。
So he was hoping this young man would reflect and recognize this point.
希望这年轻人能够思考一下，并能够认识到这一点。
But unfortunately, this young man didn't realize that. He just came to Jesus, want to get some help.
年轻人并没有认识到这一点，他到耶稣面前就是得一些帮助。
He has a good intention, so because he want to get eternal life.
他的动机很好，因为他要得永生。
And he found the right person because he found Jesus.
他也找到了这么一个正确的人，因为他找到了耶稣。
But he has the wrong, the name for Jesus. He has the wrong understanding of who Jesus is.
但是他对这个耶稣的称呼是错的，他对耶稣的认识也是错的，因为他不知道耶稣是谁。
So at that time, Jesus already been preaching for like about like 3 years.
那个时候耶稣这个传道在地上传道已经有三年了。
He has been proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom of heaven and also perform miracles anywhere he went.
他这个传扬天国的福音，然后也行了神迹。
And he would cast out demons and will heal people, and also many times he will talk about the heavenly things.And talking about how his relationship with the Father.
他在地上行神迹，也是医病，也是赶鬼， 但是他常常也提到他天上的事情，或者甚至他主要谈到他和他天父的关系。
And in the book of John, even you know, recorded there eight I am to reveal Jesus is the Son of God.
在约翰福音中，他讲了八个我是来显明他是神的儿子。
So this young man probably didn't hear Jesus' teaching.
那这个年轻人有可能没有听过这个耶稣的教导。
Or maybe he heard it, but he didn't believe or didn't understand.
他甚至听过了，但是他也不明白，他也不相信。
So he only know that Jesus' teaching is really good, and he want to get some insight from Jesus.
他知道耶稣的这个教导是很好的，所以他也想从耶稣那里得一些诀窍。
So he can better to abide the laws, so he can be a good person, and then he can receive the eternal life.
所以他能够更好的守这个律法，然后做一个好人，通过这个好行律法来得永生。
So it is true that Jesus is a good teacher.
真的是耶稣是一个很好的老师。
And his teaching is good because the teaching is from heaven, way higher than the human this world standard.
耶稣是一个很好的老师，他的教导也很好，他的教导是从天上来的，是远高于世界上的人的标准。
But if Jesus is only a good teacher, and we then just try our best to obey his command to follow his teaching, then we're just on the path of death. There's no hope.
但如果耶稣只是一个好老师，我们只是努力的听耶稣的命令，按照耶稣的教导去行，那就是死路一条了。
Because first of all, we cannot keep the law.
第一个，我们是守不住这个律法的。
So in the Old Testament time, all the Israelites, they cannot hold the laws.
因为在旧约的时候，以色列人他守不住律法。
And in the New Testament time,So it seems like Jesus' command is much simpler. It's only two commandments.
在新约的时代，耶稣的命令好像是比较是很容易守，就是两条。
But still, if we just rely on our own ability, we cannot hold it.
但是只是靠我们自己，我们是不没有这个能力守住这个律法的。
And secondly, we cannot solve the problem of sins.
第二点就是我们也解决不了这个罪的问题。
So no matter how much we try to follow the God commandment, what about the sins we already committed?
不管我们怎样竭力来遵守神的这个律法，但是对我们已经所犯的罪怎么办呢？
God is just, so he will never let guilt unpunished.
神是公义的，他断不以有罪的为无罪。
So because of sin, we no one can escape the judgment of God.
因为是罪的缘故，所以我们就没法脱离神的审判。
And no one can come before God because He's holy.
因为也没有到神面前，因为神是圣洁的。
So if Jesus were only a teacher, our sins still are ourselves.
如果耶稣只是一个老师的话，我们的罪就是还是在我们身上。
So and our destination is death.
所以我们的就是最终的路就是死亡之路。
More than that, if we only treat Jesus as a teacher,
甚至如果我们只把耶稣当作一位老师，
so we all know our human nature. Very quickly, we will come up some critical thinking.
我们也知道我们人是这样的，我们就很快就有这个批判性的这个思维。
We would analyze Jesus, oh, this statement is accurate and that statement is not complete.
我们就来说耶稣说的这句话不准确，那句话不完全。
Or maybe this, Jesus was said this statement is good and that one is impossible to follow.
或者说这句话是对的，是可以听的，那句话就不可以听的。
So in the end, we only listen what we want to listen. And we actually are the ultimate judge.
Yeah. 所以我们只喜欢我们自己想听的，我们自己才是那个审判者。
So then what should we call Jesus?
我们能够怎样来称呼耶稣呢？
If you look at the Gospels, And there are several times that people came to Jesus crying for his help.
在福音书里面记载了几次，就是有几次人到耶稣面前求帮助。
And Jesus appraised their faith and also healed them.
Yeah, 这个耶稣也因为他们的信心来医治了他们。
And one common title the you know people call Jesus is the son of David.
有一个常见的称呼就是大卫的子孙。
And others refer Jesus as the Lord.
其他人称耶稣为主。
So what does it mean to be as a son of David?
大卫的子孙是什么呢？是什么意思？
So according to the Old Testament, God will raise a savior from the descendant of David for Israel people.
从旧约中这样记载，神会从大卫的子孙中为以色列人兴起一位主救主。
So and that's the Messiah. So that's the one all the Israel people are waiting for.
那就是弥赛亚，所以以色列人都在等待的。
So all the even till now, all the Israel people they are waiting for their Messiah. That's you know son of David.
所以现在甚至到现在，以色列人也在等他这个大卫的子孙弥赛亚。
So when people call Jesus the son of David, actually they acknowledge, they confess that Jesus is that. Is the Messiah.
当人们称耶稣为这个弥赛亚的时候，他们就是在那里确认耶稣就是那弥赛亚大卫的子孙。
And he is the savior of the Israel.
他是以色列人的救主。
And also, when people call Jesus the Lord, and they admitted Jesus, the authority and also his Almighty.
所以当以色列人称耶稣为大卫的弥赛亚，他就是承认耶稣为主，也承认耶稣的权柄。
We all know in Matthew chapter 16, so when Jesus asked his disciples, like, who do you say I am?
当我们看见在马太福音中，福音十六章中，耶稣问门徒，你们说我是谁？
And Peter answered that you are the Christ, the Son of Living God.
所以彼得就说你是耶稣，你是基督，你是神的儿子，你是神的儿子。
And then Jesus immediately talked to Peter, saying, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
所以耶稣马上称赞他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的只是你的，乃是我天上的父只是你的。
So this is the revelation from God to Peter. And also that is the true identity of Jesus.
所以这个是神给彼得的启示，也是耶稣的真实的身份。
So Jesus said, I will build my church on this rock, and this revelation is the rock.
所以耶稣就说把教会建在这磐石上，这个启示就是这磐石。
So how would our New Testament Christians call Jesus?
那我们新约的基督徒怎样来称耶稣呢？
So we call Jesus, we call him our Lord and we call him the Christ.
我们称他为主，为基督。
Because he is our Savior and the Redeemer.
因为他是我们的救主，是救赎主。
And also he's the one governing our life every day.
因为他是那掌管我们每天生活的主。
Yeah, we thank God for the Holy Spirit working in our heart to enable us to believe in our heart and confess with our mouth.
那是感谢神，我们心里相信神在我们里面做工，我们心里相信，口里承认耶稣是主，是基督，是神的儿子。
Yeah, so we confess that Jesus is the Lord, is the Christ, is Son of God, and His Word became flesh, came to this world to save us.
所以我们也是心里相信，口里承认耶稣是主，是基督，是神的儿子。他道成肉身来到世上，然后来拯救我们。
And that, after he died, he resurrected after 3 days.
他死了以后，然后他三天后复活。
And this is the foundation of the church.
这就是呢教会的磐石。
Yeah. And this is not just a title.
这个不单单只是一个称呼。
It should become a reality in our life.
因为要成为我们生活的实际。
Because Jesus is our Savior, so we no longer need to live under the shadow of death.
因为耶稣是我们的救主，我们就不用生活在死亡的阴影之下。
Or live under the accusation of sins.
我们也不用活在罪的控告下。
Because he already carried our sins and he already paid the debt and already died on the cross for us.
因为耶稣已经背负了我们一切的罪，为我们死在十字架上。
And because Jesus is the Lord, we cannot criticize his word or argue with him.
因为耶稣是主，我们就不能对他的话进行评论，也不能与他，也不会与他争论。
Because God is always right.
因为这个神是永远是对的。
Sometimes we don't understand, we don't know what is why, and that's okay.
有时候我们不明白，不理解，没有关系。
And we should have a reverent heart before him.
只要我们有这个敬畏的心。
And not take his love and grace for granted.
我们不能因为就是随随便便的就把神的爱当作理所当然的。
And think because he loves us, he has grace to us, so we can do whatever we want.
所以不能因为他爱我们，他对我们有恩典，我们就随便想做什么就做什么。
Just pray God will enlighten us every day so, and also reveal who Jesus is.
愿神能够常常光照我们，然后向我们启示耶稣是谁。
Because very often we forget about it.
因为常常我们就忘记了。
So many times in the times of difficulty, we will come before the Lord, cry out for his help.
我们在困难的时候来到神的面前求神帮助。
And we would humble ourselves.
我们也很谦卑。
For example, in the COVID time, or in the time of, you know, we get really sick.
那或者是举个例子，就是在这个新冠的时候，或者是我们生病很重的时候。
But when we are with things going well, we many times we just do things according to our own will.
那我们顺利的时候，我们就按自己的想法去做事。
Sometimes we even hope that God will not see what we are doing.
甚至我们这是有时候希望这个神没有不知道我们在干什么。
Yeah, just leave us alone. We are fine.
让我们自己做自己的事。
Yeah. So I think our goal is not to be seen as a good person in this world standard.
我们的目的不是要做在这个世界上看来的那样的一个好人。
So when we have challenge, when we have difficulties, when we cannot do it, then we ask Jesus for help.
我们有难处的时候，我们困难的时候，我们就请耶稣来帮一下忙。
So Jesus is just our helper.
耶稣就是成为我们的帮忙的人。
And those so-called good person are not real good person.
这里所谓的那些好人，其实不是真正的好人。
Because only God is good.
因为只有神是良善的。
And so-called good person will eventually also die.
那这个所称为的这个好人，最后他也是要死的。
So what we should try to do is we will strive to be a person who is born again through the Holy Spirit.
我们要做的人就是要，我们要成为就是圣灵改变重生的这样一个好人。
Yeah, we'll try to be a person who, through faith, we are, because we believe Jesus, we are a sinner saved by grace.
我们要成为这样一个人，就是因为我们相信主耶稣基督，我们的罪被赦免的这样一个人。
And we should become a person who, because of, gratitude or because we love God, so we are willing to submit to His commandment.
因为我们要成为这样一个人，就是我们要对神有感恩的心，因为这个爱神的缘故，我们就愿意听神的话。
Okay. So let's move on to the verse 19 and 20. Jesus said, you know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. And he said to him, teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth up.
好，我们现在看十九二十节，诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。二十节，他对父母说，夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。
So Jesus is a very patient teacher.
我们看见耶稣是一个非常有耐心的老师。
And he saw this young man really value the laws. So he asked him about the matter of laws.
所以他看见这个年轻人很这个注重这个律法，看重律法，他用就用律法的事情去问他。
And then this young man said, "Oh yeah, I already keep all the laws since I was a youth."
这个年轻人就说，我从小就遵守这律法了。
So here is the question: Do you think this young man truly obeyed all the laws?
大家有个问题，但是看见这个年轻人是不是遵守了律法呢
？So I think he did it.
我想他没有遵守所有的律法。
So in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus discussed many of the laws mentioned in the Old Testament.
在登山宝训中，这个耶稣讲了很多的旧约中的律法。
And also he pointed out that the law Israel people were following at that time are different from the true law God gave to them.
所以他也指出了这个以色列人当时所遵循的律法与神的律法是不一样的。
Since God gave the law to Israelites through Moses, the law has been changed by the Israelites gradually.
当神通过摩西向以色列人颁布了这个律法以后，这个律法就被很多的以色列人慢慢的就改变了。
So they added many things out of humans mind.
他这些以色列人加了很多这个人的东西在里面。
So now the law becomes a law that Israelites like.
它变成了以色列人喜欢的这个律法。
It has lost the original spiritual meaning from God.
那律法已经失去了原来的属灵的意义。
So it's just for their convenience, for them to easy to follow.
这个是为以色列人很容易他们自己的方便而遵守的。
So this young man didn't know. He thought he was keeping the law, but actually he only kept the letters.
这个年轻人不知道，他以为他守住了律法，他只是守住了这个字句。
Yeah, he didn't understand God's original intention, and he didn't know the spirit of the law.
他不明白神的心意，也不明白律法的精义。
For example, the law says you shall not murder.
比如说律法说不可杀人。
And the young man probably believed, oh, as long as I don't kill anyone, and then I kind of keep this law.
所以年轻人就认为他只要没有杀人他就守住了。
But Jesus said, anyone who is angry with a brother will be subject to judgment.
但耶稣说凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判。
Yeah, and also regarding the adultery, Jesus said, you have heard it was, said, you shall not commit adultery.
耶稣论到这个奸淫，说经文上说不可以犯奸淫。
But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
但是耶稣也说，凡是看见女人就起了淫念的，就是与她犯了奸淫。
See, and also Jesus talk about oaths or divorce or keep Sabbath.And give them the interpretation of what really is God wants.
耶稣也是讲到了这个离婚啊、奸淫啊、起誓啊、守安息日啊，就 他把律法的意义又重新解释了。
So the Pharisees even accused Jesus because he healed people on the Sabbath day.
那个法利赛人因为在耶稣在安息日医治病人来指责这个耶稣。
And then Jesus said, "I'm the Lord of Sabbath," and he pointed out what is the true meaning of Sabbath.
就是说他是安息日的主啊，指出了安息日的真正的意义。
I remember many years ago when my kids were still young, we often have some road trips.
我记得我家以前孩子小的时候，我们常常是出去旅游，一起开车。
Yeah, on the road, the kids were getting very excited in the back of the car, and they very often they will shout and yelling.
这个在这个路上的孩子呢，这个在后面呢就非常兴奋，常常大喊大叫。
So sometimes it will distract, you know, the drivers, and, you know, and also interfering the conversation of the parents.
Yeah, 它影响了这个做父母的开车，也影响了我跟父母之间的讲话。
So I would get a bit angry, and I would tell them to keep their mouths shut.
我就很生气，就叫他们闭嘴。
And but after a minute, I would hear these start making noise again.
但过了一分钟之后，我又听见他们又在那里讲，就是说话了。
And I would say, didn't I tell you to keep your mouth shut?
我就问他们说，我不是叫你们把嘴巴闭上吗？
And they would reply, say, "Oh yeah, our mouths are closed."
他们会回答说，我们的嘴巴是闭着的。
And then when I look back, I see their mouths are closed, but they're still making noise through their throat.
但是他们，我回头一看，他们嘴巴是闭着的，他们还是通过他们的嗓子来发出声音来。
See, I think that's the human heart. It's such like this.
我想这就是我们人的心，我们没有顺服的心。
Yeah, if we don't have a heart of obedience.Regardless of what kind of law or regulation.
如果我们没有心要遵守这样的律法，顺服的心，不论这个律法是怎样的，它总有办法绕过去。
Yeah, the motivation is not to try to understand the law and try to obey it, but to find a way to get around it and to find a loophole so they can achieve their own goal.
他们的心不是要遵循这个律法。而是要想办法绕过去，找到这个漏洞，就可以他们就怎样绕过这个律法。
Yeah, so that's why we cannot just say, okay, keep the word through the letters because that kills us.
但是所以我们不能说，就我们要说，我们要守住神的经义，要不是是字句，字句可以杀人，但是经义使人活啊，字句使人死，经义使人活。
Yeah.So as a New Testament Christians, we do not need to rely on keeping the law to get eternal life.
我们在新约的基督徒啊，不是要通过守律法来得永生。
We need to follow the example of our Lord to obey God's commandments, and so we can we can be justified.
我们要学主的样式。因信称义。
So the New Testament, God set up with us, is written on our heart.
真的是神在新约里头，神放在我们，把律法放在我们的心里面。
So we should obey the law through our heart, not through the letters.
但是我们要守神的律法是听心里的感动，而不是只是看字句。
Yeah. Then our challenge is.If we truly know who God is, truly know God.
我们的挑战是神是认识神，真正认识神吗？
So we all know that, we all agree, that God created heavens and earth.
我们都知道神创造了天地。
We all know that Jesus is the Word became flesh, and is Son of God.
我们也知道耶稣是道成了肉身，不是神的儿子。
And we know Jesus came to this world. We know what he did through the Gospels.
我们也知道，耶稣到这个世上来，照着律法他所行的一切的事。
But other than that, what else do we know about Jesus?
除了那些之外，我们还知道耶稣什么呢？其他的吗？
Do we know what Jesus like? What he dislike?
我们知道他喜欢什么，他不喜欢什么吗？
Do we know what is Jesus' desire?
我们知道耶稣的愿望吗？
Do we know what would Jesus say or what would Jesus do in certain situations?
我们知道耶稣在不同的状况下，他会说怎样的话，不说怎样的话吗？
And also in the Old Testament, there are many stories about God. What do we learn from those stories about God?
旧约中也有很多神的故事，我们有多少从这些故事里认识了神呢？
So to be honest,everyone's heart, we have a version of God.
事实上，我们每个人心里都有一个神的版本。
So that is how we understand about God.
所以那些就是我们怎样认识我们的神的。
But for many reasons, for example, your culture, your family, your life experience, the God in your heart is different from the God in another person's heart.
但是因为你的背景啊，你怎样长大的，你的家庭啊，使一个人心里的神和另一个心里的神是不一样的。
And that causes sometimes we would start argue when we do things because we have different perspective.
所以当我们做事情的时候，我们就有些争执，因为我们对事情的看法是不一样的。
Then which one is right?
哪个是对的呢？
Only the one in the Bible is right.
只有在圣经里的神是对的。
And God's character is not changed.
神的性情和特征是不变的。
It's not going to change because how you look at it or how I look at it.
不是，他不会因为你怎样看他或者他怎样看他改变。
And God is revealed through Jesus in the Bible to us.
神是通过耶稣在圣经里向我们启示他是谁的。
If you look at John chapter 1 verse 18, it says,
约翰福音一章十八节
it says, No one has ever seen God, but the one, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son who is himself God and is in, And in close relationship with the Father has made him known.
这个我这样读一下，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀中的怀中的独生子将他表明出来。
And only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. Yeah, that's the verse. Yeah.
这看见这英文是这个。
So we should carefully study Bible and.Rely on the revelation of Holy Spirit. We can know God.
我们仔细查考圣经，能够靠圣灵的话，我们才能够认识神。
And in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, it says,
以弗所书一章十七节
that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him.
只有求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真认识他。
Yeah, so only through revelation so we can truly know Jesus.
只有通过启示我们才能够认识神认识耶稣。
And only when we all know him, truly know him, we can better serve him.
只有真正的认识神我才能好好的服侍神。
And also we can, and we can come as one, in the true, what it says, in the unity of faith.
只有我们认识他，才能在真道上合而为一。
Just like, and also the church will grow, and we can have the fullness of Christ.
这样的话，教会才能成长，我们才能有耶稣。的成长的声量。
And if you look at Ephesians 4:13, it said, "Until we all attain to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ."
以弗所书四章十三节，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的声量。
Yeah, so it's important that we all strive to truly know him and we have the unity of the faith.
所以我们真是很重要，我们在真道上要与众人在真道上同归于一，一起来认识他。
Yeah. So we cannot be not interested in knowing Jesus.
我们不可能对认识耶稣基督不感兴趣。
Because if we were like that, that means we don't like love Jesus at all.
如果说我们没有兴趣的话，我们就不爱耶稣了。
Because if you love a person, you would like to know him.
如果你爱一个人的话，你会想办法去认识他。
And also, we cannot think that we already fully know Jesus.
我们也不能知道，我们也不能就认为我们已经完全认识耶稣了。
Or we think only the Jesus we know is correct. You know, everyone else is very different with me. They're wrong.
也不能说我认识的基督，我的认识是对的，其他的认识都不对。
So we should have a humble heart before the Holy Spirit.
我们在圣灵的里面要有一颗谦卑的心。
We are seeking to get a deeper understanding of Jesus and be open to the revelation from God.
我们要有一颗这个打开的心，靠着圣灵能够带领我们更认识耶稣。
As a Christians, I think our greatest nightmare is was described in Matthew chapter 7.
我们基督徒也有个最大的噩梦，就是在马太福音七章。
In Matthew chapter 7:21-23, he says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter." Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
好，七章二十一二三，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进神的国，都进天国，唯独遵信我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉你们，他们说我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
We may think that we know Jesus and we are following his commandment and serve him.
我们有可能想我们是认识耶稣的，我们也照他的命令去行。
And in the end, however, we might find out thatThe Lord doesn't know us at all because we have only understood or served Jesus according to our own intention.
最后我们发现这个主根本不认识我们，我们只是按照自己的意志去认识，去服侍主，认识耶稣。
We thought we were serving the Lord, actually we were serving ourselves.
我们在觉得我们是在服侍主，但是有可能在服侍我们自己。
Yeah, that's really frightening.
真的是很可怕的事情。
Just pray that the Lord will give us a heart that long to know him.
真是求主赐给我们一个渴慕认识他的心。
So we can read the scriptures more diligently.
那我们能够多读圣经，能够更努力地读圣经。
And then we also ask Holy Spirit to reveal to us, so give us a humble heart, so we can truly know him.
也求圣灵启示我们，给我们谦卑的心，能够更认识，更多的认识耶稣。
Then next is the verse 21 and 22.
我们下面看二十一节到二十二节。
Can we jump back to the chapter 10? Yeah. So Jesus look at him and Jesus just love him.
这个耶稣看着他就爱他。
So even though this young man didn't truly know who Jesus is,
甚至这个虽说这个年轻人并没有真正的认识耶稣。
And he didn't follow obey the law either.
他也没有真正的守住这个律法。
But Jesus still loved him because he have the heart desire the eternal life.
但是耶稣仍旧爱他，因为他有一个追求永生的心。
And also he has a desire to obey the law.
他也有一个遵守律法的心。
So you can see Jesus is really very gentle and full of mercy.
我们看见耶稣真是温柔又怜悯。
Yeah, he is also treated us like this.
他也这样对待我们。
If we have a heart desire for him, he will love us.
只要你有心追求他，他就爱我们。
So Jesus very patient with this young man. He didn't point out that, that the young man didn't follow the law at all.
所以耶稣在这里对这个年轻人是非常有耐心，他没有马上指出这个年轻人并不明白律法。
Instead, he told the young man, said, just do one more thing. Just sell all your possessions and give it to the poor and then follow me.
他只说了一件事情，就是你要把你所有的都分给穷人，然后来跟从我。
So Jesus is not declare a new way to get saved here.
耶稣并没有在这里就是说有一条新的路可以得救的路。
Yeah, it's not like, okay, once you sell all your possessions, you are saved. No, that's not the new teaching.
这个耶稣也没有说你有个教导说你要把你的财产全部卖掉，然后你就得救了。
No, because he saw this, the heart of this young man.
他看见了这个年轻人的心。
He knew he loves money, so Jesus just pointing to his most precious part, his money.
所以他知道这个年轻人爱财，他就是把这个年轻人最宝贵的东西指出来。
Jesus hoping that if this young man were listening, obey Jesus' command to give up the most precious things, he would be able to clearly see himself and realize his sin and realize he didn't follow the law at all.
耶稣知道他爱财，就是希望他能够听从，把最宝贵的东西舍弃了，就能够看清楚自己，看清楚自己的罪，也能够明白自己没有守住律法。
And only he need to repent and follow Jesus, and then he can get saved.
他只要悔改，只要跟随耶稣基督，就可以得救。
But unfortunately, this young man, because he has so much money, he didn't want to give up, so he just went away sorrowfully.
因为这个年轻人因为钱很多，舍不得钱财，就忧忧愁愁的走了。
We can tell he's really struggled, but eventually he chose money.
我们看见这个年轻人在那里挣扎了很久，但最后他还是选择了钱。
He didn't realize that he actually treated the money as his God, and which violates the first commandment that you shall have no other God before me.
他没有意识到自己这个钱财成了他自己的主，他已经违反了这个神的律法的第一条，就是除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
If you remember, in Bible also recorded another rich man that who followed Jesus, and his name is what's called Zacharias. Zacchaeus.
圣经中也记载了另一个有钱人的跟随耶稣的故事，他叫撒该。
Yeah, this is in the Luke chapter 19.
路加十九章记载了。
Yeah, this person was a tax collector and was very rich.
这个是一个税吏，他也有钱，很有钱。
However, his attitude is totally different from this young man.
他这个态度和这个年轻人不一样。
Because he eager to see Jesus, he's really short, so he climbed up the tree and pay some effort to see Jesus.
所以大家看见撒该这个人，因为在人群中，他因为个子矮小，他看不见耶稣，他就想办法爬到树上去看耶稣。
And also he's willing to repent, to confess his sins.
不但如此，他还是愿意悔改，能够承认他的罪。
He said, "O Lord, I gave half of my possession to the poor, and if I cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount."
他说：“主啊，我把所有的一半都给了穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”
And this like four times is, if you look at the Old Testament, that's the treatment, the punishment of if someone.Steal some from someone else, so that's the punishment.
这个四倍，这个是来自于旧约里面一个规条，就是如果偷了别人的东西，你就要罚四倍。
So basically, he humbled himself. He admitted that he was a sinner, and he's willing to repent.
所以撒该呢，就这里悔改，他就说是承认自己是个罪人。
Compared to this young man, rich young man, that he felt pretty good about himself. He relied on his own effort, relied on his money. He felt like, oh, I already obeyed the law, so he want to rely on his own effort to receive the eternal life.
那这个年轻的这个财主呢，他自己就觉得很好。他说，靠自己的努力，那个靠守律法就能得永生。他看不到自己的罪。
Yeah. So many times we don't see our own issues until one day the Lord asks us to do something.
Yeah, 我们很多时候看不见自己的问题，直到有一天神让我们做什么事情。
So although our flesh are may resist, but if we obey his commandment,
所以说我们的肉体会在那里拒绝，但是如果我们只要神守神的律法，守神的命令
，Yeah, if we obey His command, if we do what God want ask us to do,
只要我们愿意做神让我们所做的
，And He will open our eyes, and we can see our problems.
神就会打开我们的眼睛，我们就能看见我们自己的问题
，And then we would see His will on us, and that will lead us to repentance.And we will become eventually become an overcomer.
啊，所以只要是我们愿意认自己的罪，愿意向神打开心门，神就会带领我们，然后我们最后就能够成得胜者。
But if we follow our own desire and do not obey,
如果我们只是按照我们自己的意愿，而不是愿意听神的话
，we will stay as a as blind.
我们还是那瞎眼的。
Just pray that God will give us a revelation and give us a vision to open our eyes.
这是在这里祷告，求神给我们有一颗启示的灵，能够打开我们的眼睛。
But the first step is we need to obey God's command.
这个，但是第一步就是我们愿意遵守神的命令。
So we should have the right attitude.Then God will reveal Him to us.
但是我们要有态度，有正合适的态度，神就会向我们启示。
It's not like we just sit here. We say, "Oh God, please give us vision. Let me see, and we will see it."
那不是只是说我们就待在这里，神啊，你给我们意象，我就能看见了。
So we like this young man. If he obeyed Jesus' command, he would see, same as us. If we would obey God's command, we will see the vision.
所以，就像这个年轻人，只要他当时愿意遵循神的命令，耶稣给他的命令，他就得救了。但我们也是这样，我们只要遵循神的命令，我们也得救。
The following on the verse 23, that after the young rich man went away, Jesus said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God."
23-27节就是等年轻的财主走了以后，这个耶稣就说，有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢
？It is true that wealth can affect how people look at things.
就是钱财会影响很多人怎样看这个事情。
Do you remember last week, Brother Peng said, in China there's a church they have like 600 people baptized in a few months.Like 6 months.
看见本弟兄上个礼拜说，中国有一个教会和他有三个月之内就有600个弟兄姐妹受洗。
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's 3 months or longer, but it's kind of short of time.
多久了？反正是挺短一段时间。
And he said because in China right now the economy is slowing down and people are facing really hardship in their lives, so many people come to the Lord.
所以在中国那边现在呢经济放缓，很多人的生活困难，就有很多人来信主。
But look at here, people are with good life, and then we feel very good about themselves, so really proud of themselves, so they can rely on their money, rely on themselves.
但美国这边的人生活这个条件好，自己就感觉很好，很骄傲，就觉得自己靠钱财就可以。
so people would not come before God.
人就不到神的面前来。
Then now the wealth becomes an obstacle for people to know God.
那个财富就变成了钱财变成人阻碍了人认识的神的阻碍。
So when Jesus said that, the disciples are really astonished.
但是他的门徒们，耶稣门徒就觉得很惊讶。
Because in the tradition of Israelites, if the people they believe that having wealth is a sign of God's blessings.
因为在以色列传统中，认为钱是人的祝福，钱是神给的祝福。
The more money you have, that means the more blessing you receive from God.
你钱越多，就说明你的神的祝福就越多。
Then why did Jesus say rich people can? It's hard to get into the kingdom of heaven.
为什么耶稣说富人的进天国难呢？有钱人难进天国呢？
And then Jesus further explained that, saying it's difficult for those who rely on wealth. To enter the kingdom of heaven.
是靠着钱财进神国是难的。
For example, it's not like how much money you have. It's just like if you rely on the wealth.
它不是说你有多少钱是进天国的一个条件，而是你如果是有钱，你想靠着钱进天国是难的。
For example, Abraham actually is very rich.
大家记得亚伯拉罕是一个有钱人。
But he didn't rely on his wealth.
但是他没有依靠他的钱财。
He rely on his faith. He answered God's calling.
他因为凭的是他的信心，他的信心是听神的话。
And he lived in the tents, you know, anywhere. Even in the promised land, he lived in the tents.
他是住在帐篷里的，即使在应许之地，他也是住在帐篷里的。
Because he are seeking the promised city that with the foundation that God promised him.
他要得神应许的那有根基的城。
So he became the father of all who are justified by faith.
他就成了那信心之父，因信心而称义的父。
Yeah, on the other hand, those who are poor should not boast about themselves, saying, because I'm poor, so I have, it's easier for me to enter the kingdom of heaven.
或者也不能说你没钱的，就是说，我比这个有钱人更容易进天国。
Because if you have a extremely desire for wealth, and you really worry about your future, then you also a person rely on wealth.
如果你是对这个钱财有很多的渴望，也是很多的焦虑，那你是也是依靠钱财的。
So it's equally difficult for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
进天国也是难的。
So then who can be saved?
那谁能得救呢？
And Jesus said, with man that is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
所以就是说在人不能，在神凡事都能。
So what's the end result for this young rich man?
在这个年轻财主最后的结局是什么呢？
The Bible didn't say, so it's very possible that eventually this young man was saved, because with God all things are possible.
圣经没有说，但是有可能最后这个年轻人也得救了，因为在神凡事都能。
So when we preach the gospel, sometimes we would think, oh, those people are, you know, seems very good. They are very, they will easily accept the gospel.
平时传福音的时候，有时候我们觉得，哎，这个人很容易就传福音，一传就信了。
We would think someone would accept easily.
我们会说，哎，有些人是很容易信的。
But someone else, those people are terrible. They did a lot of bad things. It's so hard for them to believe.
或者其他人，我们说那些人太坏了，他们做了很多的坏事，他们不可能信福音。
And then underestimate God's power.
这个真是小看了神的能力。
Probably we all heard many testimonies that some of those people were committed crimes or even was in prison that they accept Jesus and later on they even become a messenger of the gospel.
我们也听过很多见证，那些甚至有犯了罪关到监牢里的人，后来也信了神，然后接受了神的福音。
And we know Paul, right? Paul in the Bible, he used to actively persecute Christians, and after he met Jesus, he became an apostle.
我们看见这个圣旧约里面所记载的保罗，他以前是扫罗，是逼迫基督徒的，但是他认识看见耶稣的大能之后，成了耶稣的门徒。
So the gospel is the power of God and is the work of Holy Spirit.
福音是神的大能，是圣灵的工作。
So what seems impossible to us is possible with God.
在我们看来，凡事不可能，在神凡事都能。
And not only in the matter of preaching gospel or salvation, that is true.
不但是在这个传福音叫人得救的这些上，这是可以这样讲。
Even for us who already believed Jesus in our spiritual journey, this will still help us to become an overcomer.
所以在这个我们这个已经信耶稣的人在生命成长上，这句话也可以让我们成为得胜者。
So we all know that a person's character is really hard to change.
我们知道一个人个性的改变是非常难的。
It's said, you know, the Chinese saying, right? The mountains can be moved, but one's nature is hard to change.
中文有一句叫江山易改，本性难移。
And we also use this as an excuse.
我们常常以此为借口。
We were just saying, oh, I'm just like this, because I got angry really easily. I'm lazy. I like to, you know, compare with other people.
我们就说我的样子就是这样子，我比较容易喜欢发脾气，或者说我很懒，或者说我喜欢和人攀比等等。
Yeah, and so on. Yeah, it seems like all those things we are inherited from our, you know, families, and we were born like that.
就是说我们从小就有这个个性，是从生下来就是这样子，没办法。
Yeah, and we feel like, you know, hopeless to change. We just, you know, be like that.
我们就觉得这个我们自己改变不可能。
And those are just excuses.
这些就是一些借口。
We see in the Bible, we see Moses, right? Moses, God changed Moses completely. Over the 40 years in the wilderness.
我们看见神在旷野里改变摩西。看见摩西在旷野40年，神完全改变了他的性格。
Also, we see Peter, right? Peter used to be very quick to talk and very, you know, active when behave really impulsively.
我们也看见彼得，他是喜欢讲话的，他也是冲在前面的。
And later, we see Peter is really become really humble.
我们后来看见，这个彼得是非常的谦卑的。
Yeah, you can take from First Peter, Second Peter, you can see Peter is really humble at that time.
看见这个彼得前书后书都是看见彼得非常的谦卑的。
I also talk about John, right? The apostle John, that he originally knew for his temper and was called the son of thunder.
我们看见这个约翰，他以前叫做雷子，就是脾气很大的。
And later he become very gentle.And in the, you know, First John, he kept talking about love, you know, and really a loving person.
So 后来他就变成了很多很温柔的一个人，在约翰一书里就一直讲爱，就变成一个很温柔的人。
And God wants to use us; He will change us.
神要改变我们，他会改变我们。
And our life need to be transformed to be like Jesus.
我们的生命也要改变，就像耶稣变成耶稣的样式。
So what is impossible for man is possible with God.
对人来说不可能的事情，对神来说是都能的。
As long as we are willing to set aside ourselves and not insist our own way, and rely on God's power, He will change us.
只要我们把自己放下，不求，凡事不坚持自己，而靠着神的大能，他就会改变我们。
And our life transformation will become a testimony of God's work.
我们的生命的改变就成为神改变的见证。
So maybe someone would wonder, since God can do anything, why hasn't He helped me with my prayer?
为什么我们说神能够做凡事神都能？为什么他没有我祷告以后他没有帮我呢？
It's not because God didn't hear or God cannot do it.
不是神没有听见，或者说神没不无能，没有能力来做。
but rather because that what we are asking for is not aligned with God's will.
因为我们所求的没有和神的不符合神的心意。
In James 4:3, it says, "You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives."
啊，雅各书四章三节这样说：你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求。
Yeah, and also we know God's way is higher than our ways. See, He will do things according to His timing and His will.
我们也知道神的道路高过我们的道路，他按照他的时间把最好的等给我们。
And eventually, He will benefit those who love Him.
他使他那些爱他的人、爱神的人得益处。
So from this rich young man's story, we can tell knowing who Jesus is critical.
从这个年轻人的故事里面，我们就看见认识耶稣是谁是非常重要的。
It's in effect how we look at ourselves and also impact how we live our life on the earth.
这个影响我们怎么样看自己，也能够也影响我们在怎样我们的一生在地上的一生。
So truly knowing Jesus.Is not only related to our salvation, but also can impact how we follow Jesus and become a good disciple.
这个认识基督不但与我们是否得救，也是我们能够让我们能够明白怎样跟随耶稣。
And this young man, he desired eternal life, but he didn't know who Jesus was, and he relied on his own efforts.
这个年轻人希望得到永生，但是他不知道耶稣是谁。他只是靠自己。
He didn't have a clear understanding of himself, and he thought he's pretty good, and he didn't was not willing to repent. So eventually, he living sorrowfully.
他没有自己的看法，很清楚的看法，他也不肯悔改，所以就只能忧忧愁愁的走了。
So we just pray that God will grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so we can truly know Jesus and follow Him.
求神能够赐给我们智慧和启示的灵，让我们真认识耶稣。
Okay, so let's bow down and have a prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your being patient with us.
亲爱天父，我们谢谢你，你这样对我们有这样的耐心。
Thank you for loving us, even we are blind, we don't know you.
是我们我们是瞎眼的，但是你依旧爱我们。
Please give us a desire to know you more.
给我们有这样一个渴慕，能够让我们更认识你。
Give us a desire to obey you.
让给我们这样一个渴慕，能够来遵守你的命令。
So the Holy Spirit would work on us to open our eyes.
圣灵在我们心里做工，能够打开我们的眼睛。
It's so important that to truly know who Jesus is.
真的是。我们真的是很，对我们来说最重要的就是认识耶稣是谁。
God, please help us.
主啊，帮助我们。
Not only can we see it, but also we can live it out.
不但我们能够心里明白，我们能够做出来。
Lord, we pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.